It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And CASA, court-appointed special advocates of Johnson-Wyandotte County, serve children who move through Johnson-Wyandotte County court systems as a direct cause of abuse and neglect. But it's because of their mission and volunteers that these children can be advocated for and their lives can be changed. On the line, we have one CASA member, Bob St. Peter, talking to us about his involvement and also opportunities for community members to get involved as well. How are you doing today, Bob?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to hear from you. What motivated you to get involved with CASA of Johnson and Wyandotte Counties?
Well, I'd heard about CASA for a long time, but never really checked it out. And when I was getting ready to retire, I started thinking about how I wanted to spend my time. And I checked out CASA and I just really was drawn to its mission. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a great balance of the time commitment I'd have to make, yeah, feeling like I was really doing something important and making a real impact on a kid's life.
And what's it like to be an advocate for these children who are moving through the system, Bob?
Well, it's an incredible responsibility. Really, the role of the CASA is to advocate for the child's best interests. Mm-hmm. And these are kids, they could be for anywhere from an infant to adolescent who, through no fault of their own, have, yeah, found themselves in this crisis situation with, mm-hmm, being abused or neglected. And the role of the CASA is to get to know that kid, to get to know their biological family, the foster family, everybody involved in their life, whether it's a school, a healthcare provider, a therapist, and to really get a full picture of that kid's life to help the judge and the other professionals, mm-hmm, helping with that family, with that child, to make the best decision for the kid. And again, that's really the focus of, yeah, CASA, is to advocate for the best interest, mm-hmm, of the kid.
Absolutely. I know CASA this spring will be offering 2 6-week pre-service training opportunities for community members who have a passion for the mission. Now, Bob, what would you say, any words of advice or encouragement for someone who's like, you know what, I might have to dip into that class because I think that's something I could get involved in?
Well, if you think you might be interested or feel drawn to the opportunity, check it out. It really is a manageable time commitment, and you just have an immeasurable impact on a kid's life. Some of the stories are, of course, very, very heartbreaking, but through the role that the CASA advocates play, we help those kids get a little bit of hope, maybe build some resilience through the time and the love and compassion that we provide. The CASA program does provide great training for the volunteers, and there's help for you as you do your work. So it's not like you're thrown out there on your own. There's a lot of support through the CASA system.
Absolutely love it. Well, Bob, where can people go to get more information on CASA, whether it's volunteering or supporting the cause through donations, whatever is necessary to help these young lives?
Great. And I'll just add that right now in Johnson and Wyandotte County, only about a third of the kids in the foster care system actually are able to have a CASA advocate. Mm. So we really do need more volunteers, okay, and need more people supporting it. The CASA website is CASAJWC.org. That's CASAJWC.org.
Love the work that CASA does. And thank you so much, Bob, for being an advocate for these young lives. I know that you are changing their trajectory, and we need more people like you and CASA serving the mission. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.